I love him. I really, really love him. The psalmist here, David, who wrote this to his chief musician who was going through something. I believe that David would have said, I really love the Lord. That third through fifth verse may have said just that. I'm going to read now from that 40th chapter of Book of Psalms. David to somebody who might be going through something. He says to them, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Let me say that. I waited patiently. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud nor the turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare to speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Faith and patience to wait on the Lord. Faith and patience to wait on the Lord. The psalm says again, I waited patiently for the Lord. I was going through something. And I spoke to the Lord and I waited on the Lord. I had a situation that I could not handle by myself. I needed the Lord to get involved, knowing that he is able and knowing that he loved me enough to make changes. I waited on the Lord. You know, our faith, though it may be strong, is challenged more by our patience than anything else. I think when we're going through things, Satan wants to use that interval between the time God brings about the change and the change. During that time, it seems like we find ourselves starting to doubt our relationship with the Lord. I don't know if you really heard me. Yeah. And I don't know whether I'm worthy enough to answer and change the situation. Somehow we pray and we say, well, I know that he's busy. He's got a lot of things going on, and I don't know where I fall on his priority list. Let me just let you know you're at the top of his priority Amen. List. Hallelujah. And David was saying here, said, I waited patiently. It's important that we recognize that he waited patiently, and he knew the Lord was listening to him, and he waited patiently. He felt that there was going to be a change, but he waited patiently. Somehow we need to realize that the Lord doesn't always do things on our schedule. And he may not do them the way we want them done. We ask the Lord to do something, to handle a certain situation, and we already have it all figured out. Lord, if you'll do this, I'm going to be okay. Well, the Lord may not do what you want the way you want, and he may not do it on a schedule that you think is a critical schedule. Somehow you may think that if he doesn't do it, it's all over. I can't make it. But I let you know that there are times when the Lord wants us to wait. Because somehow when we wait, it seems that we grow stronger. You know, somehow when we're going through our trials and through our difficulties, those difficulties make us stronger. The scripture says, our joy in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience and patience experience. I'm going through something. And the more I go through, the stronger I become. And once the Lord brings me through and brings me out with that victory, somehow the fact that I waited makes that victory more beautiful, makes those that moment even more precious when I know that he's brought me through and brought me out. So I just want to say we have a long list of folks who are on the prayer list. And I want to assure you that the Lord already knows what you're going through. The prayers have been sent up, but the changes may not come as quickly as you might want. The changes may not occur on this morning when the prayer was prayed. It may not come on, it may not be solved before this day is over. But somehow just know the Lord knows what you need. The Lord knows what you're going through. The Lord recognizes that you need to not just pray for healing, but you need to pray for patience, to wait on him, because he can make it happen. He will make it happen if you just wait on the Lord. David was saying here to that musician, said, I waited patiently on the Lord. I was going through something. I was in a situation I didn't know how I was going to solve. I could not solve it all by myself. I waited on the Lord. And you know what? He brought me through to the point where he's singing like this choir, that I really love the Lord. He brought me through and he brought me out. Somehow when he brings you through, you end up with a song on your heart. You want to tell folks how good he is. You want to tell people about how you were down and didn't know how you're going to get up. You want to let people know that you really love the Lord. And as somebody said this morning, he's the God of the universe, but he hears your prayer. He knows what you're going through. And you may feel an urgency. He doesn't feel the urgency. He sees a period of growth. He sees an opportunity for you to recognize that no, you could not do it by yourself. No, you could not bring yourself out of that situation. You are down and would still be down if you tried to get up all by yourself. Situations you can't change, problems you can't solve, but put it in the hands of the Lord and watch what the Lord can do. Somehow when you're going through things that are that bad and you feel like, well, it's all lost, I tell you what, don't give up. Don't give up. Give it over. Don't give it up. Give it over. Give it over to the Lord and know that he knows what you're going through. Know that he's able to bring you through and to bring you out. Know that even though it may not happen the way you want, as we said before, he knows when it has to occur. I'm reminded of Mary and Martha. Both of them said the same thing to Jesus when Lazarus had died. Martha first said, if you had just been here, he wouldn't have died. And then just 11 verses later, Mary is there. Mary says, if you had just been here. But you know what? He was still on time. Because the next day, somehow we know that Lazarus did get up because Jesus was on. He's an on-time Lord. He's an on-time Lord. He's an on-time Lord, and he took care of that situation. I'm reminded of Jairus. Jairus came to Jesus. Jesus was out teaching and preaching, and Jairus, who was a leader in the synagogue, he came and asked Jesus if he would just go home with him and take care of his daughter who was dying. His daughter was dying. Talk about anxious. Talk about urgent. She's on the bed and she's dying, and they say there's no real chance of her coming. But then Jesus was about to go with Jairus. But you know what? There was a woman who had been sick for 12 years. And Jesus was there, and she reached out and touched the hem of his garment. So Jesus stopped. Now Jairus is standing there. Jairus is waiting for the Lord. He knows the Lord is the only way. The Lord is the only answer. The Lord is the only one who can bring his daughter through this. But Jesus is pausing for this woman who's been sick for 12 years, who now touched the hem of his garment and somehow is being healed. Jesus was there and he paused just for a little while. Jairus must have been filling up with tears and knowing that, what can I do? The Lord is here, but I can't get him to go to my house and my daughter's dying right now. But you know what he did? He didn't go on home. He waited on the Lord. And the Lord went with him, went on home with him. And when he got, before he got there, somebody came out and said, don't worry, the master. It's too late now. That your daughter has already died. But Jesus said, no, Jesus is on time. You know he's on time. Jesus made them know that things were going to be all right. He went on into the house and somehow he spoke with her and prayed with her and she was got up. And as a matter of fact, she asked for something to eat. He's an on-time God. Not willing to wait. Or willing to wait. There's a big difference. Wait on the Lord and watch how he can make miracles happen in your life. That situation that seems to be so bad, that problem you got with the bank or some other situation with your finances, is let the Lord know where you are and talk. He already knows, but talk to him about it. Put the situation in his hand. That's what I'm saying. Give it over to the Lord and recognize you can't do it all by yourself. But I've got a God who can. I can't bring myself through and out of this, but I have a Father and I have a Lord who is able to do all things but fail. I just need to wait on it. I'm telling you now, the things that are going on, the problems that you're having, the situations that you're going through, give them over to the Lord and wait on the Lord. Don't expect immediate changes. Just know that he's going to be on time. Know that he's able. Know he can bring you through. I waited patiently on the Lord, David said. I waited patiently because I knew he could. I was patient because I knew he would. I was patient because I knew a change was going to come. I didn't know how long it was going to take, but now I'm at a point where I want to sing like the choir did. I love the Lord because I can look back at all the things that he brought me through. Once he brings you through one of those situations that you could not handle, once he brought you through and brought you out when you thought you couldn't wait any longer and he made you wait just a little bit longer, when you look back and see how he was able to bring you through and to bring you out, somehow it's just good to know you got the God who not only knows your situation, but knows just how long it'll take and how long he should take to make the changes. Somebody's going through some things, some situations that are terrible, some problems they don't know how they're going to handle. I'm just letting you know right now, give it over to the Lord and wait on him. Don't give up on him. Give it over to him. Recognize that he's able. Recognize that he loves you enough. How much does he love you? He loves you enough to bring you through that. You need some proof that he loves you? He carried a cross for you. You need some proof that he loves you? He allowed men to nail him to that cross, and he suffered all day long because he loves you so much. With all of that love and all the power that he has, why should you be concerned about the situations that you find yourself in now? He is able. He's able. He's able, and he loves you enough. We just need to wait on the Lord. Don't get in a hurry. Recognize that he knows when you need it. Recognize he knows what you need. Recognize that your waiting on him is not in vain. He's able. He's able. He's able. Has somebody here gone through something that had to wait on the Lord? Somebody thought, well, it's going to be done soon, and it wasn't as soon as you thought it would be. Somebody thought there's a problem that I don't think how it's ever going to be solved, but the Lord solved the problem. That's what David's saying. He said, I can't even list all the things that the Lord has done for me. I don't have time to do that. There's no way that I can say all the beautiful things that the Lord has done for me. Somehow that testimony is for others. The things that the Lord has done for you and the way that he's brought you through and brought you out, not only is that good for you, because you look back and you recognize how good he is to you, and you recognize when I'm going through something, he's there for me. Not only is it good for you, but you can tell somebody about where you were, how far down you'd gone, and somehow the Lord lifted you up, brought you out, and gave you a new song. I want you to praise the Lord and let the world know, let everybody know, my God is God, and he loves me enough to bring me through. And I'm in a situation that I can't handle. All I need to do is patiently wait on the Lord. Give it over to the Lord, because I know that he hears me. I don't have to explain it to him. He's not hearing me because he wants to know more about me. No, he already knows the situation. He already knows what you're going through. He knows about that illness. He knows about that habit you want to break. He knows about that problem in the family. He knows about all the things that are going on. Put it in his hands. Put it in his hands. Patiently wait for the change. He's able. I waited patiently for the Lord. Listen, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He listened to my prayer. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear it and shall trust in the Lord. Listen, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works that thou hast done. Let me say that again. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works that thou hast done in thy and thy thoughts which are usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare to speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Somebody's been blessed an awful lot. Somebody's been blessed and brought through some situation. They might try to tell it. You know, on New Year's Eve, we find that as it gets close to New Year's, a lot of folks decide, well, I got to tell. And they get up and say, well, now, can you hold it down to just a few minutes? Because somehow it seems like when we get up, I feel about it. I want to start talking about what the Lord has done for me. Somehow it's kind of hard to hold back. Just one more thing. Just a few more things. Just a little bit more about the blessings the Lord has given me. Just a little while longer, Pastor. Can I have 5 more minutes? The Lord's been good, but you know what? I've been blessed so much, the words, I can't find enough words to say, and my tongue isn't able to pronounce some of the powerful things that he's done for me. What a precious God we have, amen. And what love he shows for us. We just need to have enough faith, yes, to put it in his hands, and enough patience to hold out until our change comes. I love the way Isaiah put it. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as he waiting on the Lord is the important part. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk. Great God from Zion. They shall walk and not faint. Going through something, ready to mount up with wings as eagles, the Lord will get you there. Ready to come through that situation with a praise in your heart and a song in your heart for the Lord. God can bring you there. You just need to wait on him. Put it in his hands. Patiently wait for the Lord to make something happen. For the Lord to make a miracle in your life. Let's talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, the list is long of those who have said they were going through some things here. But you know, Father, more than I do and more than any of us know, that there are very few in here who can say that they're not going through something. There's a lot going on and a lot of things that may press us down. But Father, we're putting it all in your hands. And we ask, Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, that somehow that our faith grows stronger and that our patience, let us have the patience. Because if the faith is strong, somehow we'll have patience to know that he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't brought it yet. He hasn't changed it yet. But I have the patience to hold on and to hold out until my change comes. Bless us, Father, with the patience that we need, realizing that you are able, realizing that if we just wait, you'll bring us through, realizing that we can't do it ourselves, but we have a Father who can. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity to come and praise you for the things you've already done. And give us the strength and the patience to hold on and to wait until the other things that are needed in our lives, the changes that we're looking forward to, until they occur. We know you will, and we thank you for your love. We know you will. We thank you for your power. We know you will. We thank you for Jesus, who died and gave us an opportunity so we could talk to you like this, Father. We thank you for it. We thank you for your love. In the precious name, adorable name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Perhaps the Lord, because he knew I was about to go in the testimony phase, caused the mic to fall off, so I need to slow down a little bit. Because I can't praise him enough. I can't thank him enough. There's so much on my heart for what the Lord has done for me. I look at where I was. I look at where I was headed. And I look at what the Lord has done for me. And I look at where I am right now. I'm thankful to the Lord. I'm thankful to the Lord. So somehow if I get into my testifying mode, you just have to excuse me. But I just got to tell it. I just got to tell it. He's good. He's good. He's good to me, but he's good to all of us. Somebody right now feels like they need to testify about the goodness of the Lord. Somebody needs to say, Pastor, you can stop right now. If you want a testimony, I've got one. Somebody's feeling right now, he brought me through and he brought me out. Go ahead and sit down, Pastor. I can take it from here. Somebody needs to hear about how good the Lord is, and I can tell it. Somebody needs to know that if you wait on the Lord, you have to wait a long time, sometime. But if you wait on the Lord, he'll renew your strength. He'll bring you through. He'll change your situation. My Lord, excuse my testimony. Let's just talk to the Lord now. I think I want to say to all of you, the Lord would have me to know that if we stand, there's somebody here in this congregation. Please stand. who knows God is good, because he's been there for them during their difficult times. They've had situations, somebody's here, I said a problem that they knew they could not solve. Somebody had a relationship problem that they couldn't take care of. But they look back now and see what the Lord has done for them. And even though they have not yet given themselves totally over to the Lord, they know that the Lord has got his hand on them. Now that might be you. Is there somebody here who has not yet said yes to the Lord, who has not given themselves over to Jesus Christ, has not accepted that salvation that he provided through the pain and suffering that he went through out on the cross? Is there somebody here who on this day wants to say, I've decided to make Jesus my choice? I'm so glad he chose me. I'm so glad he decided to love me. Somebody's feeling that. Somebody's feeling and recognizing the Lord loves you so much. He's just waiting for you to accept the salvation that he provided for you at Calvary. Is there someone who wants to say yes to the Lord? He loves you. He loves you so much. And he's waiting for you to put yourself in his hands. He's got miraculous things he wants to do with you. Don't think you're waiting. Once you get yourself right, that's the time to come to the Lord. No, you need to come right now. He can get you right. He can make changes you can't make. He can bring you out of things that you can't bring yourself out of. He can mold you into something special and beautiful, but you got to put yourself in his hands. Is there someone who wants to say yes to the Lord? Or maybe there's somebody who's already given themselves to the Lord, made some commitments of things that you're going to do for the Lord and with the Lord. But somehow you haven't been able to do those things because you aren't in that place where you made those promises. The things that you're going to do at that church and the service you're going to provide at that church and the things that you're going to do for the Lord at that church. But if you're feeling that you still want to do those things for the Lord and you feel comfortable here in this household of faith and this household of prayer and this household of love, if you feel good here or feel comfortable, feel the Spirit moving you in this place, why don't you come on and become a part of First Mount Olive? I'm sure God has touched a lot of you and given you special gifts and talents that could be used to help us to become more of what God would have us to be. Is there someone here who wants to become a part of this household, a part of this church? Somebody who wants to say yes, my Lord. Somebody who's coming for the first time, or someone who has already given themselves over to Jesus and is looking to serve him, praise him, lift him up in this place. My Lord. My Lord. God bless you. God bless you all.